Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, Thursday's upon us. It looks like the ASX 200 will be in reasonably good shape when it kicks off later this morning. The SPY futures finished with a gain of 27 points, or just a whisker under a half of 1%. So the tone that we have seen in Northern Hemisphere markets overnight has been quite constructive. European and US markets both managed to advance. The US side of things looking quite encouraging, even though the gains haven't been that breathtaking. What has been evident, though, is the outperformance of industrial stocks relative to tech names, although the NASDAQ did hit a new record high with a gain of a half of 1%. But in percentage terms, we had the Dow up by 1.4%, so that wasn't a bad outcome. The S&P 500, the broader market, up by 0.6%, bringing it to within 2% of its record highs. So a very solid footing all round. There's been a fair bit of news over the course of the last days, you would reasonably expect. So on the US side of things, what we saw last night was a pretty positive picture as far as activity in the US services sector was concerned. So the ISM measure of activity in the services sector had its biggest increase since February 2019. And that measure was much better than expected in terms of its absolute improvement, rising to 58.1. So that was a good outcome compared to expectations. There were very encouraging measures within that index. The new orders in particular rose to a record high, so that's good news. The other side of the coin, however, was some disappointing numbers when it came to the employment picture. Tomorrow brings with it the official government numbers. The day before, we always see the ADP figures. So this measure saw only 167,000 jobs added to the US economy over the course of the last week. So that was a quantum short of what the economists had expected. The consensus was for a 1.2 million increase. So there will be breaths being held over the course of the next day with the hope that we don't see a similar outcome when it comes to the official government numbers on Friday. The incremental shutting down of economies as they battle with the second wave of coronavirus infections is a factor at play here, and we don't want that reverberating through the official statistics tomorrow. Elsewhere on the company side of things, the vaccine talk was also front of mind for investors, and to that end, Johnson & Johnson has reached an agreement with the government in relation to vaccine production if their candidate is successful, and that helped the shares up by around 1%. But more importantly, to have this sort of conversation about the logistics of production, suggesting that an outcome is closer at hand, that was a marginal boost to sentiment. Elsewhere, company results are still figuring prominently in the thinking of investors, obviously. To that end, Disney was the most improved in the Dow. Its shares rose by around 8%. This is an interesting stock because it captures quite nicely what is going on in real world terms. On the one hand, the stark underperformance of its theme park business compared to the way it delivers its content into households with people staying at home. So obviously theme parks doing poorly, but their content business doing very well, and that was exciting investors, and that's why the stock was up by 8% in the last day. What another factor that stands out quite prominently, and one that's important for the Australian economy, is the continued decline of the US dollar. That had the Aussie dollar trading at around 72.4 US cents at the best levels of overnight trade. The currency's come back a little bit since then to 71.9 cents. But what it means more broadly as far as supporting commodity prices is the significant aspect here. A number of themes that are driving commodity prices higher. The weakness in the US dollar is being driven by the money creation of the US Fed. But then also, given the fact that you've got all this money being created, it does potentially create some inflationary expectations down the track. And the way you hedge yourself against that is by getting into commodities. So that's one of the factors that has helped gold obviously move higher above that $2,000 mark in the last day, up by 1.4%. Brent crude oil up by 1.7%, a five-month high. Iron ore prices continuing to do very well, up by around 0.4% in the last day, trading above 118 $17 US per tonne. We saw BHP and Rio shares doing very well in London trade overnight, up by around 4%. Zinc prices on the LME were one of the most improved, up by around 3%. So that really highlights where the outperformance is going to come from, where the Australian share market is concerned. We've already seen that as far as the big bulk iron ore producers are concerned in terms of their share price performance. So this is an important theme to continue to be mindful of. And as I said, the Aussie dollar pulling back from its peaks overnight, back to around 71.9 US cents.